So what did you learn about the impact of these apps like Uber and Lyft when it comes to congestion in the city?
New York City has a terrific taxi cab, yellow system, and medallion system, which was the real first congestion pricing program for the city. They were limited to 12,500 originally, and now they're up to 13,500. And they have to pay up to $1 million for a medallion to operate in New York City. About 10 or years or so ago, the app-based for-hire vehicles, Uber and Lyft, came in, and they were charged only $275 to operate. And they flooded the market with vehicles, 100,000 more vehicles tying up New York City's traffic, and without paying, basically, without raising the money the city needs for more subways and buses.
So you say these vehicles should be the first to pay the congestion pricing toll. How would that work? Would there be a period of time where it's just those drivers that have to pay?
So there are many different ways of actually doing this, and I can't tell you I have the exclusive best way of doing it, but they should be charged what the yellows are charged. The yellows had to pay up to $1 million for the rights to have access to Midtown streets. So what should that charge be? I would say $5,000 to $15,000 per year per vehicle would be a reasonable starting point. If the city has a better way of doing it, or if the state has a better way of doing it, it's fine with me. I just believe we need to raise the money for the MTA. The MTA desperately needs the money. And these 100,000 vehicles that are flooding our streets are not paying their fair share.
What would you say to an Uber or Lyft driver who, for maybe, you know, there were a lot of them quite possibly who were yellow cab drivers in the past? Maybe it got too expensive for them and it's cheaper for them, as you note, to do this. What would you say to them if they now would have to pay the same as yellow cab drivers and maybe that's too much?
Actually, most Uber drivers and Lyft drivers are realizing that they can make more money as a yellow driver now because they never took into account the fact that they had to buy a vehicle. And so although they might have been making money on a day-by-day basis, after 3 years, their car is all beaten up and they have to go out and spend $40,000 for a new vehicle.